surprisingly strong 2-year-old son. I spent a lot of time answering questions at airport security. I battled itch and heat. I spent a week's salary on balms, powders, ointments, and conditioners. My beard was a temporary home to cappuccino foam and lentil soup. And it upset people. 2 little girls burst into tears and 1 boy hid behind his mother. But I meant no harm. The facial hair was simply the most noticeable physical manifestation of a spiritual journey I began a year ago. My quest has been this: to live the ultimate biblical life, or more precisely, to follow the Bible as literally as possible, to obey the 10 commandments, to be fruitful and multiply, to love my neighbor, to tithe my income, but also to abide by the oft-neglected rules, to avoid wearing clothes made of mixed fibers, to stone adulterers, and naturally to leave the edges of my beard unshaven. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 27. I was trying to obey the entire Bible without picking and choosing. To back up, I grew up in an extremely secular home in New York City. I am officially Jewish, but I'm Jewish in the same way the Olive Garden is an Italian restaurant. I attended no Hebrew school, ate no matzah. The closest my family came to observing Judaism was that paradoxical classic of assimilation, a Star of David on top of our Christmas tree. It's not that my parents badmouthed religion. It's just that religion wasn't for us. We lived in the 20th century, for crying out loud. In our house, spirituality was almost a taboo subject, much like my father's salary or my sister's clove cigarette habit. I attended a handful of bar mitzvahs where I spent the time trying to guess who had bald spots under their yarmulkes. I went to my paternal grandfather's funeral, which was presided over by a rabbi. How could the rabbi eulogize a man he'd never met? It was disconcerting. I was agnostic before I even knew what the word meant. Partly, it was the problem of the existence of evil. If there is a God, why would he allow war, disease, and my 4th grade teacher, Ms. Barker, who forced us to have a sugar-free bake sale? But mostly, the idea of God seemed superfluous. Why do we need an invisible, inaudible deity? Maybe he exists, but we'll never know in this life. College didn't help my spiritual development. I went to a highly secular university where you were more likely to study the semiotics of Wicca rituals than the Judeo-Christian tradition. And when we did read the Bible, it was as literature, as a fusty ancient book with the same truth quotient as the Fairy Queen. We did, of course, study the history of religion, how the Bible has been the force behind many of humankind's greatest achievements, the civil rights movement, charitable giving, the abolition of slavery, and how, of course, it's been used to justify our worst: war, genocide, and the subjugation of others. For a long time, I thought that religion, for all the good it does, seemed too risky for our modern world, the potential for abuse too high. I figured it would slowly fade away like other archaic things. Science was on the march. Someday soon, we'd all be living in a neo-enlightenment paradise where every decision was made with steely, Spock-like logic. As you might have noticed, I was mistaken. The influence of the Bible, and religion as a whole, remains a mighty force, perhaps even stronger than it was when I was a kid. So in the last few years, religion has become my fixation. Is half of the world suffering from a massive delusion? Or is my blindness to spirituality a huge defect in my personality? What if I'm missing out on a part of being human, like a guy who goes through life without ever hearing Beethoven or falling in love? And most important, I now have a young son. If my lack of religion is a flaw, I didn't want to pass it on to him. So I knew I wanted to explore religion. I just needed to figure out how. The germ of the idea came from my own family, my Uncle Gil, or ex-uncle to be exact. Gil married my aunt and divorced her a few years later, but he remains the most controversial member of our family. If the rest of my relatives are ultra-secular, Gil makes up for it by being, quite possibly,